Next week, European leaders will meet again to discuss how well the Eurozone economies are doing. And one of their challenges is that there's no single answer. Some, like Greece, are still in a critical condition. Others in Northern Europe seem to be surviving relatively intact. One particularly stark contrast is between the two neighbours, France and Germany. France suffering from high unemployment and a yawning budget deficit, while Germany continues to thrive. Our reporter Paul Moss has been to the twin towns, Strasbourg in France and Kiel just across the border.
The Mercedes-Benz factory in the town of Rastatt, the very embodiment of German industrial might. This factory produces more than 200,000 cars every year. But the company managers don't rely entirely on Germany's workforce. They get by with a little help from their friends. French friends, to be precise. Meet Alfred Lichterblau. Despite the name, Alfred is a French resident, French-born and French-raised. But every day, he joins 20,000 of his fellow citizens who now cross the border to go to work.
You find today more jobs in Germany than in France. They give more opportunities in Germany. For me, in France, we have talented people, but we don't use them. It annoys me.
If you want to understand why so many French people are leaving to work in Germany, well, you just have to come to the job centre here in the French city of Strasbourg. We're only a few miles from the German border here, but in terms of employment, this is another world. Just looking around me, there are a few weary-looking faces searching through the vacancies and talking to the advisers here. But the fact is that even for those with plenty of experience and skills, the jobs just aren't out there.
10 years ago, the region was a region of full employment. Industry was very important, but some factories closed, so the number of French jobs went down.
François Braun is in charge of Strasbourg's job centres. They now spend much of their time, he says, trying to persuade local unemployed French people to consider working in Germany.
Today, the unemployment rate is more than 10%, and just across the border, in Germany, the unemployment rate is about 4%. So we want to tell them that it's an opportunity to work in Germany, not for all the life, but for a few years, for example.
A few years?
A few years, for example, yeah.
That sounds like you don't expect things to change in France for a while.
No, I'm not an economist, but it's something obvious to work in Germany. Job seekers have to move.
It's rather like listening to a Gaelic version of Norman Tebbit's famous On Your Bike speech, though even he didn't tell the jobless to go abroad. That said, Germany has been through a series of reforms of which Mr. Tebbit might well approve. 10 years ago, the German government cut taxes, but also cut social security payments for those without work. Joachim Beck is convinced that incentivised people and helped to bring down German unemployment. He runs an institute devoted to Franco-German cooperation and despairs of the fact that France won't take the same bitter medicine.
In France, you have a pattern. When you try to change something, this immediately results in a conflict. It's a conflict-oriented society, so it is extremely difficult for a French politician to do a reform project. You haven't even signed the paper of reform, and you will find already hundreds or thousands of people demonstrating against it.
The fact that there is now a trail of economic migrants from France into Germany could be seen as a triumph for the European Union. After all, it is the EU's free movement of people, which means that those from a country with not enough jobs can go and work in one where they're more in demand. And yet, there is one rather large fly in this ointment of international cooperation. France and Germany are both members of the Eurozone, the two most powerful members, in fact. And having their two economies in such different states puts the single currency under serious strain, according to economists like Laurent Veil from the Strasbourg Business School.
The fact that France and Germany are diverging means that France becomes less and less competitive relative to Germany, meaning that to have some competitiveness relative to German workers, France will need to leave the euro. This way, France could be able to move the exchange rate to reduce the prices of French products for foreign consumers. So if we have growing divergence, people will say, to save our jobs, we have to leave the euro. This can lead to, I would say, the end of the euro.
But that's not going to happen, according to the Europhile politician I met at a cafe back across the border in the German town of Kehl. Fabienne Vesper is a European parliamentary candidate for the Social Democrat Party, which may well become part of Germany's next coalition government. Germany and France, he says, will see their economies move closer, not further apart, and for one simple reason. German workers now want some of the same benefits that they see their French counterparts getting, and her party plans to offer them.
When you look at the situation in Germany, a lot of people are working at very low wages, and they can't live out of these wages. So I think one of the solutions to this problem is a national minimum wage. The minimum wage is, for the Social Democrats in Germany, a core demand of the electoral platform.
So that's really going down the same road as the French in a way, giving more rights to workers.
There are a few things in France that would be very important to have in Germany too. And now we are trying to find a new balance between regulation and deregulation.
There's not much in the way of French employment practice that Philippe Faber wants to see in Germany. We met at the clothing company he helps to run close to the town of Kehl. Philippe is another French native who commutes daily across the border, convinced there are better job opportunities on the German side of the Rhine, and that working life is better all round. Indeed, Philippe makes a claim that is almost heresy in this part of the world, that workers in Germany are not only more efficient, but they also have more fun than those in France.
What I appreciate in Germany in particular is that you have a collective way of enjoying life. You go out with colleagues much more than you do in France, for instance. You have much more sport activities in Germany. And you also see that Germans are better in sports than the French, for instance. It's another way of enjoying life.
But at the same time you're saying all this, you choose to live in France, even though you work in Germany and you commute across the border every day. There must be something in France that keeps you there.
I prefer living in France because the cuisine is better.
That report from Paul Moss.